August 31st, 2005, item number 82. Today's guests are Carrie and Les from the Signal Podcast.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 Podcast. Before we get into the interview with Carrie and Les, a couple quick news and notes. First, it's that annoying time of the month again. Vote, vote, and vote. So go over to Podcast Alley and vote for Podcast 411. You can find a link to vote at Podcast Alley on our front page at podcast411.com. Also, if you are subscribed over at Podcast Pickle, choose us as one of your favorites. We're show number 97 on the Pickle. So again, vote for us at Podcast Alley or Podcast Pickle, show number 97. And hopefully I won't have to bug you again for another month. Previously, I'd asked for feedback on funny stories you have about trying to explain to people or the issues you have trying to explain to people what podcasting is. You can go ahead and send those feedback to either podcast411@gmail.com or you can phone them in to 206-666-HELP. We're going to go ahead now and play feedback we received from Wayne Henderson, who phoned it in to the 206 number. Here we go.
This is Wayne Henderson from the Tuning In with Wayne Henderson podcast. First off, Rob, I wanted to thank you for doing your show. You've basically taught me most of what I've learned so that I can get together my own podcast. But I wanted to call in response to your question about trying to explain podcasting to friends and relatives. I ran into a glitch because many of them didn't even know what an MP3 was. So I had to start from scratch explaining iTunes as being the easiest way to subscribe and that it's a lot like TiVo. For radio programs that people record in their homes or home studios. Basically, I've kind of got the message through because I've noticed that my podcast is fairly new, but so far I know it's just friends and relatives downloading it, but I have been pretty successful with having 11 people subscribe, I think, through iTunes and about 8 or 9 direct MP3 downloads from my website at whpodcast.com. So I'm succeeding in explaining it, but it is a little bit tricky. I'm out. Thanks. The light turned green.
Thanks, Wayne, for sending in your feedback. If you out there have some feedback you'd like to share with us, please do so. Today's interview is with Carrie and Les from the Signal Podcast. The Signal Podcast deals primarily with all things relating to the television series Firefly and the movie Serenity. Very good podcast and a very good television show and hopefully even better movie. Before we get into the interview, I need to let you know that Carrie was calling from the West Coast. Les was in Atlanta. I was in Kansas City. So how do we get the interview to sound as good as it sounds? Simple. We use Gizmo Project. So all three of us came in. Carrie was on a cell phone. Me and Les both came in via computer, via Gizmo Project. This gives you a good example of how good an interview can be if you have multiple guests in multiple locations. Well, enough of that. Let's get into the interview. Here we go. Carrie and Les, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Now, I'll give you both the traditional first question. You can both answer, and that is, what was your first computer?
You know, I've been listening to your show for a couple weeks now, and I have been struggling with this question. I know that when I was little, my dad bought an Apple, and I'm guessing it was probably like an Apple II. Then I know we had an Atari that I taught myself BASIC on, but that's what I can remember.
Les, yourself?
The Radio Shack color computer, the silver case one with the chiclet keyboard.
That was mine also, the Cocoa.
Ah, congratulations.
Yep. Yeah, that keyboard also was horrible. Oh, I hated it.
Also, my first experience in doing a computer upgrade. I went through three of those in the course of 4 years, and I did a memory upgrade on one of them that required not only inserting like 8 DRAM chips individually, but I also had to solder over a connection on the motherboard to upgrade the memory.
Yeah, you know, you could also piggyback the chips on that, and then yeah. You had to make a jumper change on the... I did the same thing. But yeah, I remember that the way they had it set up was really crazy, and they didn't want you to upgrade it, but everybody figured out how to get around that. Let me ask you both this question, and we'll start with Carrie. What was the first podcast you ever listened to?
The Signal. To be completely honest, I had no idea what podcasting was before we started doing ours, but since then, you know, I've downloaded many different podcasts. So.
And Les?
IT Conversations.
Doug Kay and the gang.
Yep, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I had Doug on the show early in July. And
nice. I'll have to dig through the archives and pull that up.
Yeah, you can find that. Go to our past podcast, and you can find the interview with Doug Kay at IT. Matter of fact, I think it's still on the front page. It hasn't moved off yet. Now, what podcasts are you guys listening to today on a regular basis?
All the Dragon Page stuff, winging it, cover to cover, Slice of Sci-Fi.
Michael and Evo, very good guys. Yep.
Great. Podcast 411. In fact, I listened to it today.
Well, thank you.
What else do I have? Celtic Music News.
Mm-hmm. I haven't listened to that one yet, but I've heard a few people mention that. Do you like it?
I really do. He plays, mostly I listen to it for the music, and he plays some really, really good different music, above and beyond what you think of as Celtic news.
He does some really good work. I've been listening to him earlier. I'm the one that started Carrie on Celtic Music News. I think that was like the second podcast I subscribed to, because I do This Week in Science, Tips from the Top Floor, Slice of Sci-Fi, Science Friday, The Renfest Podcast, Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic Music News Podcast, IT Conversations, the new Security Now one that's coming out from the Twit guys, and the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast.
Yeah, the one I just remembered is Earthcore. I just finished listening to that, and I'm waiting for Ancestor.
Yeah, Scott Siegler had his interview. We interviewed him in June.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he was a great guy to interview. Okay, now let's get into the meat of it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your podcast.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Plenty of people that don't know what The Signal is, what they're going to hear when they listen in.
The Signal is a fan-driven podcast that specifically is working as hard as it can to drum up publicity for the movie Serenity. And so basically all we talk about is anything that's related to the movie and to the show Firefly.
The idea for The Signal actually started on one of the Firefly guerrilla marketing forums. So that's where we got our genesis. You know, and we all really just like exploring the Firefly universe and things about it, but it is really sort of the motto of The Signal, or our purpose of being out there, is really to ensure that more new Fire, to do whatever we can to see that more new Firefly is created in any format.
We have a lot of different people contributing. Let's give everybody their kudos. Who do you have that contribute?
Jill Arroway is our editor, along with Jeff Ravott, who also does a lot of the, who reads a lot of the essays, Miranda Thomas, Carolyn Parkinson,
Clay McClure, who came on a little bit more recently with our cooking segment. Clay is actually a professional chef and did a lot of research doing recipes from Firefly.
Rich Adams, Jeremy Nish, what's Brian's last name?
Weiser.
Kevin Batchelder. Is that it? That's nine people.
I think so. Yeah, I pulled up the web page while you were asking, but they're in alphabetical order by first name here, and I wasn't quite checking them off as you went through.
Yeah, and Carrie, putting that picture up there of the cat is not fair.
I honestly don't have any good pictures of me, trust me, but I'm hoping to get some at Dragon Con, so as soon as I get a good picture of me, trust me, I'll put it up. I just don't have any.
Here's a question I have to ask for my own curiosity. How long are you going to run the podcast?
We don't know.
We don't really know. The plan right now is to go about a month, month and a half after the launch of Serenity, but I think there might be some of us who want to take it even longer.
The plan is to sort of call that the end of season one, and it may change formats, it may change schedules.
You're not going to do a Fox on us, are you, and cancel this?
In my opinion, as long as there's things that we can do out there to talk about Firefly, grow the Firefly fan base, and promote the creation of more Firefly content, I'm going to be behind The Signal as long as my mundane life allows me to.
Yeah, and the same goes for me. It's such a fun thing to do, and it just draws people in, and to stop it kind of prematurely, we may not do it quite as often. Like right now, we're doing episodes every week. We may do like a monthly thing until the second movie comes out or something, and then we'll, you know, ramp it back up again for more publicity and, you know, that kind of thing. But
you mentioned Dragon Con, and a friend of mine who does Skepticality, Derek, wanted to say you guys should stop by. And he will be at Dragon Con, and he's going to be in a couple of the sessions. Because I think the first one he's in part of is the Evil Geniuses segment. So he's in that. He's in a few other ones. There's a podcasting one late on one of the nights.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is the podcasting one is at the same time as the Shindig.
Oh, is it really?
And the Shindig has now been moved to the 1,000-person ballroom, so there's no way I'm missing that.
Oh, no. I understand that. But Look for the evil. Geniuses one, which is early on. This Evil Geniuses bake sale and bake and cookie sale or something.
Cool. Because I know a couple of other podcasters that are going to be there. I know that
Mer Lafferty is going to be there. Michael and Evo.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I talked with Mer yesterday, and that's one of the podcasts I love. That's one you should check out. A very good podcast.
Yeah, Geek Foo. That's the one I forgot off my list. You know, because I'm not as organized as Les. So.
Well, you know, especially as a female podcaster, you should really get to know Mer. She is trying to organize a lot of the female podcasters.
Yeah, I know. I've exchanged a couple emails with her. I'm looking forward to meeting her because I have an evil little plan in my head once I can figure things out of, you know, putting my own little podcast out. So we'll see. I have to come up with an idea first.
Well, I look forward to interviewing you when you do that podcast. Let's go back to your podcast for a minute. You had a couple of guests on your show, interviews. Obviously, I'm very interested in interviews. And you had some very big name interviewees.
Yeah.
Adam Baldwin, Ron Glass, mm-hmm. and Greg Edmondson.
So, and Gina Torres.
Okay. How did you set these up?
We asked.
I mean, how did you find
more
the people?
Than that.
Okay. 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 This is top secret material. So if you air this and the Blue Hand people come after you, I hold no responsibility. Okay?
Okay.
IMDb has an agents page where you can look up the contact information for people. They actually don't list a lot of them there. You have to go to IMDb Pro, that's IMDb's pay service, but they give you a 14-day free demo. So I signed up for the IMDb Pro 14-day demo, went in, looked up everyone's information, saved it off to a wiki, and just started emailing agents. All the people we've talked with are really behind this. They want to make it succeed. You know, I get the feeling from the personalities we've talked to that they're really excited about this, that Firefly was more than just a job for them, and they want to see it go far.
Now, what is the link to IMDb website?
It's imdb.com.
Oh, well, that's really easy to remember.
Right, this is the Internet Movie Database, okay. And I think it's IMDb Pro. If you go to IMDb and try to look up agents, a lot of times they'll tell you, well, you know, this might be on the Pro site, but we're not going to list it here. I think they purposely skim a lot of them out to try and get you to be a member.
Mm-hmm.
But especially us, because we're a very closed set, we don't expect to be adding lots of new personalities we're going to need to interview. You know, we know who's in Firefly, and that's not going to change much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we are able to do it one time, but even an IMDb Pro membership is only like $15 a month, so it's not that bad if it's something you're going to need to do. We waited until we had our first two episodes out so we could kind of come to the agents and say, look, you know, we have this podcast. We're not just kooks that, you know, say we want to talk with someone but don't actually do anything with it. We told them kind of what our audience was. It worked out pretty well, you know. Probably the most shocking moment is I was working with I'd emailed back and forth once with Ron Glass's agent, and then I was sitting at work and my cell phone rings and I pick it up and he's like, hi, this is Ron Glass. And I'm like, I just didn't expect that right in the middle of the day, you know?
Well, you know,
well, Adam Baldwin did the same thing to you.
Yeah, I mean, they both, in the interviews with Adam and Ron especially, they both sound so down to earth. So, mm-hmm. I mean, especially when Adam was looking up on Amazon, when you told him that, you know, the Firefly DVDs had made it to number 2 in Amazon, he couldn't believe it. He's like, no, that's not, hold on. And he's looking it up, and then he was shocked when he saw you were right.
That's one of our favorite moments of that because it just makes it so real.
Talking to Adam was a lot of fun.
Though I personally feel like it might have been our roughest interview because it was the first one we did with one of the big name personalities.
That's
so
the one I did
so
more shots for.
You did more. Drinking and interviewing do not mix.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just like I'm everyday person. I have never the closest to fame I've ever come was going to a Star Trek convention when I was in high school. And sitting in the booth next to Walter Koenig. That's it. I've never talked to anybody who was famous, you know, whatever. So to actually get to talk to people who are famous, it's a huge thing for me. This is something I'm going to remember forever.
Oh, let's not forget where to tell people how to locate your podcast.
We are at www.serenityfirefly.com.
Carrie, you're in California. Les, you're in Atlanta. How do you do your recording for your hosting of the show?
Okay.
Well, we've both had to learn how to be pro jugglers, for one.
Yeah. It requires three hands. Carrie and I both use Audacity on our PC for doing our recording, which is a nice free audio editor program. I call up Carrie on a landline, and we talk on the landline and record on our microphone on our computer at the same time. The land phone line gives us sort of the sync and the interaction, but that way we end up with two separate audio tracks that we ship off to Jill. She synchronizes them and trims out any problems in either side, and people don't even realize it was two tracks to begin with.
Yeah, they call that a double ender, and no, that's not something you get from an adult novelty store.
I hadn't even thought of that.
What type of hardware are you guys using in your setup when you're doing the recording? What mics are you using and computers?
I think we both have the same mic. That's a Sony V320 mic. It was actually sold in the karaoke section of Best Buy.
Okay.
You know, runs about $30. I think it strikes a decent balance between going sort of real microphone, needing a preamp and a powered mic and everything, which just starts really pushing your cost up, versus the really, really low-end headphone mics or PC mics that you'll buy for $5. This is somewhere in the middle price-wise, and we think gives us decent enough quality.
You have probably one of the largest production crews. You had mentioned 11 people. How do you coordinate all this?
We start off with a mailing list, just a plain, simple, I think it's a Yahoo group subscription mailing list that we use. We've put out 8 shows so far, and we're at somewhere around 3,500 emails that have been on the list so far, so we do chat a lot.
Wow.
We also use a wiki. We use the Media Wiki. That's the same engine that's behind Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. And we have all of our scripts up on that, and we use that for collaborative editing. Not only have none of us ever met any of the others in person, but we actually span 9 time zones between our two end members.
Wow. Now, yeah. How many of those 11 are going to be at DragonCon?
Is it 5 or 6 now?
Oh, Miranda said she might come, so maybe 6. 5, maybe 6.
Wow.
So, and 3 of us are going to have T-shirts, so it'll be easy to pick out.
Now that you guys have just started doing a podcast, what advice would you like to offer to someone else looking to start a podcast?
Just do it. Get the stuff you need and put it out there.
There's a couple people that I've tried to talk into doing one, because right now it is, even still with the explosion of iTunes, and the you know, there's what, like 10,000 podcasts now are some of the numbers that I'm hearing?
Well, there's probably only about, independent podcasters, probably somewhere around 4,000 to 6,000 independent podcasters at the most.
Yeah, but there's still such an opportunity to pick something you love, become the internet-recognized podcasting expert for it just by being the first one out there to talk about it. Take advantage of this and get out there.
Yeah, just to throw some stats at you, there's over 7 million people that do blogs and under 7,000 that do podcasts. I mean, you can look at it that way. And yet, if you do a Google search for a blog, you get 140 million hits and you get, it's 120 million hits or something like that, and you get 20 million hits for podcast. So podcast is not that insignificant. Matter of fact, that's 1/4 the number of hits you'll get if you search for sex.
Yeah, wow. Podcasting is as quarter as good as sex. You heard it here first.
But blogging, but blog is more popular than sex, so go figure. Mm-hmm. September 30th, go see Serenity.
Because we always try and be very international, Jill reminds us every day when we make a mistake about it. We've got to say it's September 30th in the United States.
Okay.
Right.
It's actually September 29th in Australia, or the 28th, I think.
29th.
And if you actually go to our website, www.serenityfirefly.com, we have a countdown on the right where we have the number of days to Serenity, about 10 different countries.
Well, Carrie and Les, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It was a lot of fun.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Carrie and Les from The Signal. Please check out their podcast at serenityfirefly.com. Thanks again, Carrie and Les, for coming on the show. I had a blast talking with you guys. I do want to remind you again, if you made it this far, please go to Podcast Alley and vote for Podcast 411. A link is on our front page at podcast411.com. And also, if you're registered Podcast Pickle, go there and choose us as one of your favorites. At the end of today's show, rather than playing a promos from other podcasts, I'm going to be playing 2 different clips. One comes from Wichita Rutherford, and the other from Dave from Dave's Lounge. This is on the serious side, and this is with regards to Hurricane Katrina. Please stick by at the end of the show and listen to these two messages from Wichita and Dave. As always, this is your host, Rob, from Podcast 411, reminding you to listen different.
Hello, it's me, Wichita Rutherford. And you know what? Nothing's funny today. That's because of that hurricane they had down there. Oh, it's bad, and I know you've seen it on the news and stuff. And there's a bunch of people down there, their lives is tore up. They ain't got nary a house to live in, nothing to eat, nothing to drink, ain't got no nothing, no clothes. They're going to need some help. They really are. Now, if you'd be so kind as to go like to the Salvation Army and give some clothes, some old clothes of your shoes and stuff. Now, if you go to redcross.org and just give them some money or some time of yours, that'd be so good. If you could do that, it'd just be precious. Because they need some help. And I think we all ought to just lean into it and give them some help. I'd really appreciate it, and I know they would. And you know what? You would, too. Now, this is Wichita Rutherford, and we'll see you.
This is Dave from the Dave's Lounge podcast at davesLounge.com. The devastation wrought by Hurricane Katrina along the Gulf Coast of the United States has torn apart countless families and left hundreds of thousands of people with no homes, no livelihoods, and little hope for the future. The American Red Cross is now undertaking the largest disaster recovery operation in its history, and now more than ever, this organization needs your support. The Red Cross currently needs money for rescue boats, power generators, search and rescue equipment, drinking water, and other supplies necessary to save lives and rebuild towns. Please go to www.redcross.org to donate to their Hurricane 2005 fund. If you are unable to give money, please consider donating blood. Contact your local Red Cross chapter for information on upcoming blood drives. Please help the victims of Hurricane Katrina, because in times of crisis, all we really have is each other. Thank you.